This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Lots to discuss. If you want to get a hold of us, you can reach us at KJRadio.com, as I mentioned, or you can call at 844-551-8255. It just dawned on me. Everybody's, and I'm not going to blame my producers. We, and to be honest with you, we could have talked about Trump's speech yesterday, but I got a lot to talk about. Had a lot to talk about. I thought yesterday was one of our best shows. I really did. And I got sidetracked. I had the notes. I'm not going to lie. My producers had... between us girls, did you guys give me the notes in time? Do you really feel like I... Okay, I'll fall on the sword. It's my fault. But that's okay. I had a lot to talk about. It was a great show. One of the best, in my opinion, yesterday. I hope you go back and check it out at KJRadio.com and tell friends. But let me tell you, we're going to talk about Trump's speech, but I want to talk about something else that I think is even more important. And I could do an entire show on what this lady wrote. Her name is Chanel Helm, and she is a black nationalist, an ethnocentric racist. She is one of these victims of her color. And it's funny to me. I'm trying to figure out how to bridge that gap between how somebody can believe that by birthright, somebody can be better than them. I know I should have said better than they, but you get what I'm saying. How I'm standing in the maternity ward, me and a white guy looking at our babies, and I see that white baby, and I go, you know what, dude, I would do anything to have your white baby. You know, look, I don't know what I need to do, but can I work for your family for a generation if I could have your white baby? Because that would make life so much easier for my baby. I mean, said no black man ever. No black father, anyway. No real black father. Every time one of my sons was born, I thought it was like, oh, I mean, it was the best baby in the whole lot. I hate to say this, but I felt that way. I looked at all those white babies and went, poor white babies. What are those? What are these white babies doing? These white babies have no chance with my child coming into the world. A king is born. I mean, I felt that way every single time. I'm joking. I didn't feel like white babies were less, but I'm just saying. And I looked at white fathers and I felt like, you know what? I bet they're experiencing the same thing. I bet they feel like their little white babies are the most amazing creatures on the planet. Not because they're white, because they're their babies. It's like my buddy used to say, I don't call your son because you're shine. I call your son because you're mine. God, this notion of white privilege is laughable to this black man. That's right. Kevin Jackson doesn't believe. I don't buy into it. I really don't. And I got to talk more about our certificate of forgiveness, because we want to get those things out there and sold. We need to get a certificate of forgiveness into the hands of every white leftist you know. And we used to give them away for free if you signed up for the newsletter, but now we sell them because they're on parchment paper. The paper's expensive. It takes a while to print them, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, certificate of forgiveness. So, long story short, all I'm saying is if you have been taught that because you're black, you are lesser, and when you see white people, they're better, shame on your teacher. Shame on your family. There is no person better than I, and I am not better than any person. We have our skill sets. I'm good at things. I'm bad at things. So are you. You know, that's why we need community, is because there are people, and I'll tell you, there are people born this way. They're born to be artists. They're born to be mathematicians. Their minds are wired in a way. And I'm sure environment has something to do with it. But I'm just telling you, there are certain things that happen in life that you just go, that just can't happen without divine intervention. If you don't believe God has a plan, man, it's ridiculous not to believe this. When you think about the circumstances of, and I don't want to get too far afield because, you know, there's many examples where you just say, there's no way I could have done this. I'll use an example for me. I couldn't make payroll one time years ago. We were broke. I thought my company was broke. And, man, we were struggling. And I went to the bank. We had like $180 or something in there. And I wasn't going to be able to pay all the employees. And I was trying to figure out who couldn't get paid. You know, it was a small company. It's not like it was huge, but and I was probably $3,000 short. But when you got $300 in the bank and you got three grand short, you know, hadn't paid myself in months, and I go to the bank. It's something told me, get up, go to the bank, and check your balance. And I knew, in my heart of hearts, I only had $300. When you run as close to the vest as we did, I had $300. I get to the bank as God is my witness, and the lady says to me, yeah, in your account, sir, you have $10,300. And I went, okay. And I just pretended that yeah, that's about right. Took out the money I needed to make payroll. Boom, the rest is history. Sold the company in two separate sales, two divisions, and did okay. But I'm telling you, I was in agony thinking that I wasn't going to make it, and I did make that payroll, and I did. Anyway, let's get back to the race stuff. So we have these people that believe that in America, because you're black, you're downtrodden, you can't make it. How do you think about the left and how they've convinced black people that because of your birthright, you have a disadvantage in the country where black people are the most successful blacks in the world. Unless you're in Africa where you're a dictator and you are killing people, you can't be more successful legitimately than in America. Period. End of story. And this knucklehead named Chanel Helm has written a list of things that you need to be concerned about. I shouldn't say that. A list of things that white people need to do in order to assuage their guilt. And I'm going to go over this list with you. I'm not going to do it this segment. We'll do it next segment. And parse it and explain the pathology that it takes to come up with something like this, because it's dangerous. Anyway, we'll discuss that. Stacey Dash spoke out recently. So did George Foreman over Trump's, not Trump's speech. He spoke out over Kaepernick's event, which happened yesterday as well. And I want to talk about Donald Trump and his impact on the black community so far. Because see, folks, as I've been alluding, and not even been alluding, I've been saying it, Donald Trump's a rock star in the black community, and it's starting to show. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Can't wait to get you fired up as I am today. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid, if you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report, you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Some of our producers are like, we told you to talk about Trump's speech, and I'm going, well, you obviously didn't forcefully enough, and they're like, can we force you? No, you can't force me, but you can, you know, cleverly cajole me into doing it. You can nudge me. You can say, Kevin, you were doing the cover of the speech. Whatever. I know I got sidetracked. And today I want to focus on this chick, Chanel Helm. But I do want to talk about Trump's speech a little bit, because I was on TV the day after. Fox Business had me on. And they want to know my take on it. And I said, it's very simple. I mean, there was nothing new. That's why I feel like I didn't do a disservice to you by not talking about it. But there wasn't a whole lot new. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You don't have to have a whole lot new. What Donald Trump did was masterful in the sense that he took the news cycle and he said, let's go to a state that's under siege in immigration and let's talk about the issues and let's bring the spotlight back to me with respect to the news cycle. And he hammered CNN and MSNBC and those guys, the media. He hammered them. And that's it. And he's exactly right. Every time he does that, they have a conniption. I don't know if you saw it, but like Don Lemon was, oh, he's trying to divide the country. The biggest divider in this country, bar none, I'm talking about since the 1860s, has been Barack Obama. There has been no more divisive president than Barack Obama. And Trump dispelled, I don't like his style. I'll be honest with you, I still don't like his style, and I'm sure most of you would agree. But I will tell you this, the dude knows, he's a showman. And for the record, he's right. The media hates him. They are going after him, and the leftists are buying into the nonsense, and they're fomenting more hatred towards Donald Trump that doesn't need to be there when the guy's doing a lot. And it's funny that he comes out, he says, "Hey, this is what we've done. We've done this to the GDP. I think he said it's 2.7. Go look at the GDP during the time of Obama, and go look at it in his first 6 months or first 7 months of office. It's shocking." Trump talked about the amount of money he saved in regulations that he's taken away from businesses. He effectively covered his record while also demonizing the left, demonizing Congress, the Democrats in Congress. I got to tell you, from that perspective, masterful. See, what Barack Obama did was he would demonize the Republicans. Trump's demonizing the Democrats. He's also telling you Obamacare stinks. He is completely erasing the narrative. And let me tell you something, whether you know it or not, many eyes were on that press conference, that event. Many eyes were on that event. And I watched how the media covered one aspect, like the protesters. These protesters were mostly paid, or they were special interest groups who do not care about the laws of the land. If that's what you want to run your... if that's who you want to set your narrative, a bunch of illegals, people, he should let illegals in. That's not going to work. Donald Trump didn't get elected because he said, I'm going to let illegals come into the country for free. No, you're not coming into this country. If you want to get in line the right way, and he's defining what the right way is, I want the best of you. And we're not taking your dregs. And the only way you're going to get in is you're going to have to bring a skill set. And it may be too onerous, and you may want to stay home because guess what? Your country needs you. I mean, from that perspective, it was all masterful. It was quintessential Trump in his delivery. And I don't have a problem with it anymore. I used to go, God, if Trump could just speak, more Reagan-esque, it's not going to happen. Get over it. Lewandowski's got a book coming out. Let Trump be Trump. He's right. Let Trump be Trump. But the message resonated, and it was touted here in Phoenix that, oh, it's going to be a 30-minute deal. No, I was like, no way. So Trump sees this as a rock concert. He does, and he filled the stadium. It was tough to get in, but I'm telling you, the people streaming in. It was funny to watch one of my buddies behind Trump. He's a black dude from Florida. He had blacks for Trumps and Republicans, or I think it said Trump and Republicans are not racist, blacks2something.com. But a good guy, he's a professional singer, and a good guy, and he was behind Trump raising the sign up. It was so fun to see him having such a great time. But, look, was it anything earth-shattering? No, it was Trump stating his case, essentially saying, forget what you hear. He's giving the media sound bites that they had that effectively negate them. And I'm going to tell you, he did a great job yet again negating the media. That's his role. If he does nothing more for us than to mitigate the media, to essentially take away their power, he'll do this place by place. And what's really interesting to me is that he can fill these stadiums. And let me tell you, I'm in Phoenix now, and the people were afraid, and they streamed out there like it was nobody's business. And the city of Phoenix made sure there was not going to be any disturbances or whatever. They were ready. So this was, again, great event. Did it accomplish everything? Who knows? But from my perspective, I thought I thought he handled it masterfully. It was like watching Ringling Brothers organize the circus, and he's got the clowns over there, the elephants over here, and pardon the pun on both of those, but he did. He orchestrated what he wanted to do, and that's something that we haven't had in a president since Reagan. Yeah. So, again, I don't know how much of that. I think that's partly the reason why I just felt like, what's the big deal? It was Donald Trump being quintessential Donald Trump. And we like this. And what was funny is, when you, if you do want to pick it apart and talk about style and things like that, forget it. What happened is, I don't know polling and all these other things, because I think it's ridiculous that we poll for everything. But I would venture to tell you, after seeing that, the Trump's base strengthened, I would venture to tell you, every single time Donald Trump goes on TV and he does this, he's slowly starting to win over moderates and leftists who have been stuck on pomp and circumstance. They have an idea of what a president is supposed to be like. And every time Trump goes on and they go, you know what? He's real. He's down to earth. I think he wins these people over. Fox Biz asked me, what was the one thing? There was no one thing, honestly. And I searched for that. What is the one thing? And I said it was really the fact that Donald Trump will not let up on the media. He sticks to his guns. His message is clear. It reminds me of a story. I'm not going to tell the story, but when whatever you're doing in life, what people want to know is when you give your opinion about something, they can count on it. And that's what it reminds me. Every time Donald Trump speaks, you get more and more confidence that he is dogmatically concerned about the state of America, making us first, and not kowtowing to the world, the new world order, etc. And I'm confident that this is what makes people slowly gravitate to him, and why the left can't find a message.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I've been taking One World Way for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it three times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I almost had to cancel my show today. My own show. You want to know why? Because of Stonewall Jackson. That's right. That racist, the tear down his statue. I'm just letting you know. If I don't show up tomorrow, it's because of Stonewall Jackson. He was a Southerner, a Confederate. Who knew? What about Andrew Jackson? My namesake. I was named after him. I'm a preemptively cancel my show. I don't want anybody boycotting me because I have my Southern heritage. Oh, goodness. Oh, so I was talking about this chick who has decided that she's going to get after white folks because of their your skin color. And she's written this thing. She wants 10 things that you to think about as you go through life as a white person, how you could help out black folks. And I want to analyze some of these over the next, maybe the remainder of the hour. By the way, if you want to contact us, 844-551-8255. And just for the sake of discussion, if you are so moved by this discussion we have today to donate to black people, make sure you do it to my PayPal. My PayPal account is theblacksphere@gmail.com. Let me spell that for you. theblacksphere@gmail.com. That is my PayPal account if you decide you're going to will something over to somebody. And, you know, feel free. If you feel the need to pay reparations, don't just choose any black. Choose me. Anyway, here's what this chick writes. Her name is Chanel Helm. And here's what she put. Some things I'm thinking about that should change. And she says, in that Southern black grandmama voice. So she says, here's the way I should say this to you guys. Number one, this is the thing that should change.
White people, if you don't have no descendants, will your property to a black or brown family, preferably one that lives in generational poverty.
Okay. And that's the best old black woman Southern voice. That's pretty good. Anyway, so she's saying if you're a white person and you don't have any descendants, give your money to somebody black or brown who's in generational poverty. And the reason this is such a great idea is because that money is going to go immediately back into the economy. Because black people and brown people who live in generational poverty are the dumbest people on the planet. They don't know how to get out, nor do most of them want to get out. If you are in generational poverty in this country, it is because you choose to be. Okay? Now, so how do I need to say that? Do I need to say that like Farrakhan or Jesse Jackson? You choose to be in poverty in the country because you do not want to work and get a job.
Put hope in your brains, not dope in your veins. Generational poverty. Generational poverty are the people that win the lottery and are broke in 2 years. Why would you give your money to somebody like that? They're going to start a business. They don't even know how to do stuff. And I'm going to be critical of them. See, a lot of times people, well, Kevin, they poor folks. Come on now, leave them alone. They don't know no better. Yeah, well, too bad. When you say something, well, Kevin, they don't know no better. Well, then go learn better. What do you mean you don't know no better? Not using the double negative. I'm doing that to our effect. You know what I'm talking about. If I don't know something and I know that I need to know it, I'm going to learn it. When you're going, if you're going to have an engineering degree and you don't know calculus, let me explain. You will need this math. So why would you not learn it? I'll muddle through. I'll figure out how to do it. I don't know, Jethro. I could cipher my way around it. You ain't ciphering your way around integrals. You have to know the math. What are you talking about? And then give money to people in generational poverty. Hey, I tell you what, I'm going to give drugs to people that are generational crackheads. Okay, how about that? Here's number two in my grandmother voice. Why, people, if you inherited property you intend to sell, of when you get it, give it to a black or a brown family. You going to make your money in some other white privilege way. These other people, they won't, you see. So what this girl is saying is, don't give it to your kids or whatever. If you get it, if you're receiving this property, give it away. You will have ample time to do what you need to do. Do what Mitt Romney did. What's funny is, this girl's writing about this. Mitt Romney did exactly that. He donated his stuff to charity. Now, did he give it to brown and black? I don't know. I mean, he gave it to charity. I'm presuming that disproportionately represented brown and blacks. So he did that. How much support did he get for president from brown and blacks? Us. I rest my case. Here's number three. In my grandmother voice. If you are a developer or realty owner of a multifamily housing, build a sustainable complex in a brown or black blighted neighborhood and let brown and black people live in it for free. I love this one. Think about what this girl is telling you. She's saying some white dude needs to build a project for free. Hello, girl. It's called the government. The government has already built you these. You live there for free. You ever heard of Section 8? It is amazing to me that this girl, Kenny, she's saying, hey, white developer, give us this beautiful building that we can turn into an armpit, a crap hole, in 5 years that you will never get a nickel out of. You spend your millions of dollars and let us live for free. And, oh, you know what? Force a couple of white hipsters to have to live in there and pay the freight. That'll be the way you get your money. These people are crazy. One of my friends called me after I came off of Fox Business talking about all the different nonsense that's going on today. And he said to me, Kevin, bro, your people, he's a white dude. He's like, your people are crazy. And I'm like, ooh, what y'all, my people? Hey, my people? I don't espouse to own all black folks or be a part of it. I'm part of the same black culture, not the insane black culture. But I got what he was saying. He's saying, Kevin, how can people think the way black people think? He doesn't get it. This is an Italian dude who grew up poor, who worked for everything he's gotten, got his degree in engineering. We worked together at Texas Instruments. He retired, took his money, put it into sound investments, and he's a wealthy guy. Now he's going, look, that's the way I did it. He doesn't get it. And most of you don't either. Because you can't understand the rationale that comes from and the pathology that develops from years of indoctrination that tells you that to be a thief is okay. A kid breaking into a house to get something because he's going to college and he can't afford, you know, new clothes or books. To steal from somebody else is okay. Culturally, that's fine. We understand he's just trying to get his. And it was for a good reason. Don't Democrats always tell you it's for the right reason? The end justifies the means. It's crazy out there, people. Here's number four. Why, people, if you can afford to downsize, give up your home you own to a black or brown family, preferably a family from generational poverty. Now, what she wants you to do is, if you're an empty nester, and you have, I don't know, $1 million of equity in your home, what you do is, you go ahead and cash out, or maybe, I don't know how she's wanting you to do it, but you give that house to somebody else, and then you go downsize to something smaller, and we're all good. And when you downsize, I mean, when you give this house to somebody, it should be somebody who's never lived in your kind of neighborhood, who has no concept of what it's like to, you know, change their class system through hard work. So they don't have a care in the world about that neighborhood. I'll tell you what. Go look at a Section 8 house. My grandparents own Section 8 housing. Look at it after these people leave. All I can tell you is, to do Section 8 housing, you better have the right constitution. You better understand how things work. Because your house is not going to be the same. And I'm not telling you everybody is a bad Section 8 tenant. There are people who are good tenants. And we had some. But we had some that you go, how do you live in this? I mean, people I would not rent a house to if you put a gun to my head. Generational poverty. Give your home, I tell you what, give your home in this, you know, gated community to a family that's from generational poverty. Watch how long it lasts. Look, folks, I'll just say it in this way. White people gave up the cities. You guys moved. White flight is what they called it. And what happened to the cities? You had Democrats that took over. They brought in black people in droves. Black people then took over. And what do you have? You have the most crime-ridden places on the planet. Detroit, areas of the cities are more dangerous than war zones. How pathetic is that? When we come back, we'll talk more about this list.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I wrote a book on race pimping. And I wrote it as a joke. It was a treatment for whites to look at and say, look, stop getting played, people. Get into the game or change the game. And I prefer we change the game. There is nobody in this country more sick of stupid black folks always with their hand out begging for somebody to put something in it than I. Nobody. It's why I'm so hard on black people. It would be like, my kids, every time you see them, they'll be, hey, can you give me a dollar? Will you give me a dollar? Will you give me a dollar? You know, the way these kids are when you go to Italy and you travel around the world, these kids will come up to you and just beg, beg, beg. I would absolutely whip my boys' butts if they were out there begging for something. Go do something positive. Go make a way. In the most abject of circumstances, I would figure things out. Because that would be my life's mission, my role. But we have people
that are professional poverty pimps. That's all they do. They sell that concept. And this lady who wrote this piece, her name is Chanel Helm, and she believes white people owe her something. It's almost like saying, I hate my parents were black. They don't even get it. That disjoint is the gap we have to fill. That is what we as Americans must work on. We must fill that disjoint. Are you kidding? White people, she writes, if any of you people intend to leave your property to our racist a-holes, change the will and will your property to a black or brown family, preferably one with generational poverty. She keeps focusing on generational poverty. Here are the first ones. White people, if you don't have any descendants, will your property to a black or brown family in generational poverty. White people, if you're inheriting, you should sell upon your acceptance, give it to a brown family because you're going to make money in some other white privileged way. The next one is if you're a developer of real estate, put your building in a place where black people live in a blighted neighborhood and let black and brown people live there for free. If you can afford to downsize, give up your home you own to a black or brown family, preferably from generational poverty. Those are the four. Now she's saying, if you were going to leave your money to somebody who's a racist a-hole, and I guess she'll determine, you know, who's a racist a-hole, then preferably then don't leave it to them. Give it to somebody black or brown, somebody in generational poverty. And the reason that I'm fixated on generational poverty is the reason how generational poverty gets created. It gets created because of generations. It gets created because the longer you are on something, the more you learn about it, the more you figure it out. I couldn't tell you enough about welfare to fill a thimble. If I needed it, I think I'd know where to go. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. You get signed up, probably wait in a long line with a bunch of people who don't need it, and then you get signed up for assistance, for welfare. And I wouldn't figure out how to get more. I'd figure out how to transition. How do I get out of the situation of welfare and get into something meaningful? That's what I'd be thinking about. But no, we got generational welfare. People who know the welfare system like their attorneys. I mean, can you imagine knowing, no, you don't want to do that, Kevin. By all means, don't move into that zip code because then that's going to change your status. That'll reduce your benefits or this or that. Don't take that job. Keep this off the books. They can tell you every nuance of that program. But can't, you know, go get a job? Here's the next one. White people, rebudget your monthly so you can donate to black funds for land purchasing. So they're saying budget, but you spend a month and take part of that money and give it to black people who can then purchase land. Why? Oh, should they be generationally impoverished so that they wouldn't even know what land to buy and where and wouldn't be able to develop it? What are they going to do with it? Here was the next one. White people, especially white women, because it's YW specialty. Nosy Jenny and Meddling Kathy, get a racist fired. Y'all know what the F they be saying. You are complicit when you ignore them. Get your boss fired because they racist too. I'm reading it exactly as she wrote it. And see, this is the most dangerous one so far. You can control what you want to do with your money, etc. But what she's saying is, get somebody set up. Get in their business. Find out that they're not down for the cause. And get them fired. Stir up enough emotion around what they're doing to get them fired. Have you heard these stories? I can tell you a guy who worked at the University of Notre Dame who was reading a book called Notre Dame versus the Klan. And he was suspended. Because some black chick, in this case not a meddling Kathy or a nosy Jenny, but a nosy Shaniqua, she saw the book and was offended. It triggered her. So in her offense of it, they put this guy on suspension, and it turns out it was a book about the University of Notre Dame battling the Ku Klux Klan. I don't know the details around it, but it was, it in no way was racist, whatever. And it was, the irony of this story is it was at the University of Notre Dame. He's reading the book. Here's the next one. Backing up number 7. This should be easy, but all those sheetless Klan, Nazi, and other little pecker white men will all be returning to work. Get they blank fired. Call the police even. They look suspicious. She's saying, call the cops on white men regardless. Tell them something's up. They tried to molest me. They called me the N-word. You wonder how the chancellor and the number 2 man at the University of Missouri were fired because some black guy goes, there was a guy driving in a red truck and he yelled the N-word. Was it you? And we're supposed to believe it. It wasn't like, let's go look at surveillance video and see if there was a red truck that went by. Nothing. They just believed him. They tried to mitigate. It didn't work. Next thing you know, the two top white dogs, the white dudes at the University of Missouri were gone with a quickness. It's just crazy to me. How do you let people have that much power over you, over your job, over your livelihood? Number 9. Okay, backing up number 8. If any white person at your work, as you enter in spaces, you overhear a white person praising the actions from yesterday, talking about Charlottesville, get a pic. Get their name and more info. Find out where they work. Get them fired. But certainly address them. And if you need to, you got hands, use them. See, put hands on you. See, when I attend these rallies, these events, nobody puts hands on me. And there's no bravado. I just walk around normal. They don't put hands on me. My son's coach was so shocked when we came to a tournament that I wore my MAGA hat. He goes, I got to get a picture of this. And he goes, I don't have the guts to wear my hat. I told you guys this story. I was like, you got to be kidding me, dude. Doesn't have the guts. Big time Trump supporter. Finally, commit to 2 things. 1, fighting white supremacy where and how you can. This doesn't mean taking up knitting unless you're making scarves for black and brown kids in need. Number 2, funding black and brown people and their work. And she gives, you know, everywhere way you could possibly pay her, she has it here. She's got Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and something else. I don't even know what these are. Only one I know is PayPal. Because she wants to get paid. If you want to help a sister out in the demise. And what was funny, she's giving this speech, and there are white people all around, these hipsters that think they're cool, going, yeah, pay the woman. And folks, before you dismiss this, before you dismiss her, you better go see how much money she raises in her GoFundMe or her PayPal. You better check it out. It'll be thousands, if not 10,000s of dollars that this woman will get because she dared say to white folks, will this to me, give this to me. They should be helping groups like mine, not being self-serving, but it's the truth. That's what they should be helping. People that are out there changing the way people view blacks in a good way. But no, this woman will get funding. Probably to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. We'll come back and see what she gets and maybe do a segment on that as well. Short break. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.